Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit show with Chris Wicker and Amy Tarkanian for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Chris Wicker. He is the former Democratic National Committeeman, and Amy Tarkanian, former Republican State Party Chair. Pleasure to have both of you on the program. And Chris, I wanted to start with you. You saw the interview with Robert Lang preceding his new book that's coming out and talking about what he calls blue lining. He was attacking the incentives given to Northern Nevada businesses and saying Southern Nevada should be getting all of these, and you know, he has issues. What were your thoughts on what he said and your responses?
I was pretty shocked by what he said. I thought the level of anger from this so-called North-South divide that we were past that, you know, years ago, and that we were trying to do things as a state, not a North-South. And so for him to say that the North is being treated so well and the South not, I think the actual facts would belie his comment. The fact that the North got Tesla was a function of competition and having the people that developed Trick, having the foresight to put in the infrastructure that is appealing to a Tesla. If any criticism is to be made, one could question the amount of incentives given, but not the fact that Tesla was located in Northern Nevada. He also took on the University of Nevada. And frankly, I think there should be good schools in both cities, but you can't always equate the universities. You know, UNLV has its strengths and UNR has its strengths. And one of UNR's strengths is engineering. And so the fact they're getting an engineering school and UNLV is not, is just a function of resources, not a North-South divide. And so I was really surprised at how angry he was about that, because, and what really struck me is he seemed to interject a racial question into it, that most of Northern Nevada is predominant, you know, has a high percentage of white people, and Southern Nevada, particularly Clark County, has a much higher percentage of minority persons. And I thought that was inappropriate and has nothing to do with how our resources are allocated.
Well, and I would agree with you, Chris, on that. I did point out that 30% or 33% of the population of the Reno-Sparks area is Hispanic, if you count both legal and illegal folks living in northern Nevada. I'm not sure that that bird really flies. But I agree with you, the anger part was a little off the charts. Amy, you know, I want to get your thoughts on incentives because, for example, we have a major shopping center in northern Nevada in Sparks that contains the Scheels, the world's largest sporting goods store. And I remember interviewing Steve Scheels about whether Scheels would have come and built the world's largest sporting goods store on I-80 in Sparks if it weren't for the incentives that were being offered at the time. And he said, absolutely not. And so that would have been a piece of dirt today. Now it has hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs there and thousands of shoppers, people employed. What are your thoughts on state incentives?
Well, first of all, I have patronized that facility on a number of occasions. So I'm very grateful that they exist. I do have four children. And so there's not many areas to shop. I mean, there are a handful up here in Northern Nevada, but not quite as many options as there are in Southern Nevada. So if that did not exist, I think I would be in a little bit of trouble. Having state incentives for businesses that will bring in income and will employ others, I think is a good thing. I do live now in Douglas County. I moved from Clark County a year ago. And that is another situation that people are struggling with up here in the Carson City, Douglas County area, as far as, you know, do you want to expand? Do you want to bring in new businesses? And it's an ongoing debate that they have up here dealing with their economic situation. I think state incentives are okay in certain scenarios.
Chris, your thoughts on incentives?
You know, that's a extremely difficult question because on the one hand, like you said, without incentives, you very well could have a piece of dirt generating no jobs and no tax revenue. On the other hand, you give up a lot when you give the tax abatement or else even if you dedicate tax money, usually it's tax abatements. And so the entity that would be entitled to those taxes goes without those taxes for a long time, even though you may increase the population by increasing the job base. So I don't think there's an easy answer to it, but I do think that you have to be, you can't get carried away in the excitement of the moment and give away too much in the form of tax abatements, because at the end of the day, particularly they're usually 5-10 years, you could suffer for quite a while without those tax revenues. One could say that, well, you wouldn't have them, it would be a piece of dirt. But on the other hand, there could be other businesses that move into that piece of dirt. And so you just never know for sure. I think they should be available because that's what states and counties are doing these days. States and counties are competing with each other for job producing businesses. And so you can't give up that tool.
I couldn't agree more. Okay, complete change of topic here. Amy, you know, Douglas County, without getting into all the details, so I think it's pretty well known by everybody at this point that, you know, we had some civil unrest in the Carson Valley here in the last couple of weeks. What are your concerns about civil unrest on Election Day across this state?
I'm not really concerned about civil unrest on Election Day. I do believe that more of the outcry is going to happen probably after Election Day when you still have those ballots coming in and they still are not being reported. During the primary, you know, we were given a grace period. I think it was what Secretary of State had at least a week before she gave the final tally. And that was very nerve-wracking to a number of candidates, very nerve-wracking to a number of voters. Everyone was left scrambling, trying to find out if their ballot had been counted or if it still needed to be what's called cured. And that was a little bit of a mess, but I think overall it went pretty well. Here in Douglas County, of course, we're a lot smaller than Clark County or Washoe County, so we didn't have the problems that those larger counties came up against. We have roughly, I think it's 40,000 or so registered voters here to worry about. And out of those, there's about 20 to 21,000 Republicans. But in the primary, only about 12,000 or so Republicans participated. So I think that was a good trial run. But because we do have such a toxic and contested presidential election coming up, I think that we are going to hear a lot of comments. I don't think there's going to be civil unrest, but I think there's going to be lawsuits probably coming out at both sides.
Chris, I throw it out to you because I remember having the Washoe County DA on the program at the beginning of COVID, and I asked him what the contingencies were for civil unrest, and he really said that they weren't even discussing it. But it seems with what's going on in Seattle and Portland, Minnesota, I mean, you name it around the country, that this is something we should at least be prepared for. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I when I think about it, I think back to the Gore v. Bush and Hanging Chad debacle in Florida. And when the Supreme Court put the lid on recounts, I know a lot of people were urging Gore to fight it somehow. But Gore, I think, followed the Constitution and said, okay, it's over, I'm done, Bush wins. Now, fast forward to November 3rd, 2020, I think the nightmare scenario, in a way, is if at the close of November 3rd, President Trump is leading in Electoral College votes, but then after the mail-in ballots are counted several days later, the lead switches to Biden. And President Trump has already foreshadowed this by claiming that the mail-in ballots will create a rigged election, and he'll have to wait and see if he's going to accept the results. And so I think there is a real possibility of severe civil unrest in that scenario if Trump is ahead on election day, but then that changes. I think he's already set it up to claim that the election was rigged and that it's invalid and it shouldn't be followed. And so I think that's the way it should go. And I'm afraid that it could even result in violence. And I think that's something, at least some contingency planning is appropriate.
But do you see that happening here in Nevada or just in other parts of the nation? I don't feel that that would happen necessarily here in Nevada, even though we have had small pockets of protests, but there hasn't been really too much violence.
I think that's a very good point, Amy. I think in general, Nevadans are not inclined to do that sort of thing. I mean, we did have some property destruction and semi-rioting in the protests we had in Reno and Clark County. And then—
Oh, that's true.
In Douglas
County.
With
Officer Shea being shot, yeah. So that's true.
Yeah, and in Douglas County, when the Black Lives Matters, just a handful, I think 30 or 40 protesters came out, and several hundred, I'd call them pro-Trump or anti-Black Lives Matters folks came out. They're very angry and very nasty. Nobody got hurt, and I would give, usually I don't give credit to Jim Wheeler, but I will in this case. He was a moderating voice in that whole thing. Yeah. But you see hints of it, and so I don't think we can just write it off completely.
No, those are all good points.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with our pundits after this timeout.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today.
Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going here with Amy Tarkanian and Chris Wicker. So, Amy, your thoughts on where we are with coronavirus and the state at this point in time. A lot of people are saying we need to open up. Others are saying, no, we need to stay locked down. What's your thoughts?
Well, everyone says follow the science, right? And the CDC just the other day put out showing a percentage of Americans where you had 6% who passed away were from valid COVID-only deaths. And then the rest had other issues along with the COVID. So that right there was a very, eye-opening, I think, article for many people. And then when you had Governor Sisolak being caught the other day, dining in a restaurant with music and doing everything that he's told us not to do. And then you had also the woman who owns the salon in San Francisco, who actually happens to be a good friend of mine. And you have Nancy Pelosi coming in, making a special request to have her hair cut when nobody else can have their hair cut. No salons are supposed to be open. And so now you're seeing our leaders at the top on the Democrat side basically not walking the walk, not following what they're asking everyone else to do. I think now it's pivoted in a way where people are saying enough is enough. It's time to open. And for those who are older and have underlying conditions, then yes, we need to take care of those. But now for the rest of us, we need to get back to functioning.
Chris, it seems like there's a 50-50 split in the population, at least in the people I talk to, between people who are genuinely concerned about COVID and don't want to leave the house, and others that are speaking as Amy is, which is, the people are basically at this point revolting against the government control. Is that a fair read on this?
Yeah, that's probably a fair read. And I think a huge amount of the problem, and I'll just address Amy's 6% data that she talked about. That's a complete misreading of the CDC report, because a lot of people are interpreting that as, well, only 6% of the people have died or passed away from COVID. But the CDC made it very clear that it's highly likely that these people would not have died except for COVID. So you're back to 100%, not 6%. And I know that some people have used that figure to lessen the threat of COVID, and it's just a misreading of the CDC. Speaking of leaders, I would say that I watched in horror for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons was the Trump's final speech at the Republican National Convention with 1,500 people gathered cheek to jowl with I counted one or two or three masks in the whole group. And you hardly ever see the president with a mask. And so he's setting an example for a lot of people. And I think, unfortunately, they follow, say, well, the president and his leadership group obviously don't think COVID is much of a threat because they don't do what the medical leaders, Birx and Fauci, say we should be doing. I think Amy makes a point that I think Sisolak was embarrassed by that film. And I don't know the situation with Nancy Pelosi, but here we have the President of the United States completely ignoring the guidelines of his own government. And I think that is one of the reasons we have the mask wars in this country, is because if the president and the people around him who have access to the best information don't wear masks, then why should I? And yet his own medical administration says, the only way we're going to beat coronavirus is by wearing masks and following the guidelines when we need to. Now, opening up is important because we've seen the damage to small businesses and people's paychecks, but we got to beat the virus, and either it's going to be by a vaccine next year, but that's going to take a long time, or we suffer the hardship now and get control of the virus, and that's the only way we're going to get our economy back on track.
Okay, so Amy, before I let you respond to Chris, I just wanted to say that as regards a vaccine, of the people I'm talking to, again, it's about 50% of the people say, like me, yeah, I'll be first in line to take that vaccine. The other 50% are saying, yeah, I'll wait a couple of years. So go ahead and respond to Chris and then follow up on that if you would.
Okay, well, definitely it's a perception problem, whether if you want to talk about President Trump or Nancy Pelosi or Governor Sisolak, it's definitely a perception problem. However, the RNC convention, I do have friends, a number of friends who went there, and they were very thoroughly checked on a regular basis. They had all their temperatures checked. They had a questionnaire that they had to fill out as well and turn in on a regular basis. They had hand sanitizer. They were outside. The president wasn't near the groups of people. The crowd itself, unfortunately, was not social distance. That probably would have been smarter, even for perception, even if no one was sick. I agree with you on that part. But then after the fact, you had thousands of protesters and rioters that were attacking the individuals who were leaving the convention that filled the National Mall. So what is okay? Where's the line that we're going to draw? Either you have the conventions, you have these rallies, you allow the protesters, it can't be cherry picked. I think at this point, whether if you're Republican or Democrat, it should be all or nothing. That's my opinion.
Okay, we got to take a quick, hang on. Amy, we got to take a quick break here because I got to pay for this thing. So we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on our All Pundit Show with Amy Tarkanian and Chris Wicker. Amy, I'll let you pick up where you left off.
Okay, so just to finish that thought, the president is tested on a regular basis, and there's no way that he's going to sit there and address the press and participate and speak at the podium with his mask on. Now, granted, he does not wear his mask, at least on camera, that we see in between situations and different scenarios. But we do know that he's tested and he does keep at least a distance from those who are not. Now, to answer your question dealing with the vaccine, we actually have a mixed household. Danny is right there along with you, Sam. You guys are going to be fighting for the first spot. And I myself will wait for a few years.
Okay, Chris, your thought on that?
Yes. With regard to the vaccine, I think what's very worrisome is to hear the head of the FDA, Han, say that they may release a vaccine before the completion of the necessary trials. And I'm afraid that will depress the people willing to take the vaccine, because there's already enough people that are concerned about its safety. But if you release it early, and particularly if you have a bad result, it's going to totally screw up the vaccine effort in this country. And one last thought on the protesters. The president can set the rules for the Republican National Convention and the gathering of 15,000 people cheek to jowl without masks. Protesters are not really under the control of anybody, but the protests I've seen, most of them were wearing masks. I can't tell that's true of the rioters, because that's dark and there's lots of fire. But I've seen protesters wear a lot of masks, but nobody controls them. You know, the police, they come out on the street, the police don't hand out masks and say, wear a mask. So it's a completely different situation, in my opinion.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Boy, that was the fastest show we've ever done. Chris Wicker, Amy Tarkanian, thank you both very, very much. To be continued, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.